kingdom of God. What did he quickly say? All you're seeing, Nicodemus, through my life is the kingdom of God is on the earth, and if you get born again, you will see it too. Through your life. He didn't mean he won't recognize it, because Nicodemus already recognized it. But what he was saying is, what I'm doing, you can do if you enter into my kingdom and get born again.
That's right.
The burning heartbeat of Jesus is exemplified right there. The motive of God through his Son is exemplified right there. He comes and he's like, whoa, you don't teach like any of the scribes and Pharisees. I mean, and God is backing you, man. And what he's saying is, you know what? You get on the right team. You come on over here with me. God will back you too. And then he says it later in John, doesn't he? If you believe in me, what you see me do, you'll do it too. And greater things shall you do because I go to my Father. I'm just going to have to ask this question because it's up here in my spirit. I'm not being negative. Why is that so hard to understand in the church? Why do we fight over this stuff? It's just so clear. It's the words of the Lord. True? Who here tonight knows, not a trick question, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, you know you're born again. You shall see the kingdom of God. That's what he's saying. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. We're going to pray for the sick because it's the will of God to pray for the sick. It's the will of God to pray for the sick because when he sent his disciples out, he said, tell them the kingdom of God's at hand and heal the sick. Psalm says, don't forget his benefits. He forgives our sin and heals all our diseases. Psalms 107 says, they cried out in their distresses and the Lord heard their cry and he sent his word and healed them. It doesn't even say to heal them. He sent his word and healed them. The reason it's so important to grab a hold of what we're talking about here tonight, I didn't talk about the actual precept of healing so much tonight as just walking with God and getting on the right page. 1 Peter 2 is really in my heart right now. It says that Jesus died on a cross taking our body, our sins into his body on a tree. Our sins in his body on a tree. That we, purpose, that we having died to those sins might live unto righteousness. That means right with God. Dash, by his stripes, we're healed.
Amen.
When you come into the kingdom and switch camps, anything that your sin brought into your life, anything that you're carrying because of living in the world and being of it, is destroyed through the righteous judgment of God. When you accept and embrace your right standing with God and the righteous judgment of God and your righteous identity as being a man free from sin as if he's never sinned, never eaten the tree. Who knows, the tree's still there and the command still stands. And the whisperings are still there. Just don't eat the tree. You get it? Yeah. We got to pray. There's just so much. Let me repeat this. That we might live for righteousness. Dash, by his stripes, you are healed. Is it the will of God for us to be healed? It's the direct result of righteousness. It's right there. He didn't just put that in there happenstance. Dash, you're healed because you're right. Whoever struggled, be honest. This isn't a sign of weakness. In your Christian life, who has ever, this doesn't mean you're doing it today, in the past, who has ever struggled with guilt, condemnation, and shame after you were saved? After you were saved. Now, really be honest. Lift your hands high. It doesn't mean you're doing that now. Some of you might, but I want you to look around and look how many hands are up. Do you know why? Because that is Satan's key deception point. Watch this. Watch. I know you feel condemned when you're struggling with condemnation, but it's impossible to be condemned because the Bible says there's no condemnation. But I feel, doesn't matter how you feel. The Word says I'm not condemned. I can't be condemned. Condemnation is a lie. And I'll never be condemned again. And at the risk of sounding presumptuous, God has given me that revelation since day one. And I have never struggled with condemnation, ever. I don't know a moment when I felt condemned. Praise God. That's why I'm flaky a lot. That's why I'm happy. Who ever saw me happy? You know why? I'm not condemned. I'm accepted in the Beloved. And Jesus is my King and Father loves me. You see why we've struggled with guilt, condemnation, and shame? Because it cuts into your righteous identity and freezes your ability to receive what is rightfully yours and given through the blood and name of Jesus. That we, having died to sin, might live unto righteousness. Dash, by stripes were you. That we might live unto condemnation. Dash, and things linger and remain. You getting it? The righteous revelation of this gospel has the power to liberate you completely. I shared that so clear one night, and a lady had HIV. And I said to her, are your sins forgiven? And she said, yes. I said, then be healed. I never touched her. Never touched her and prayed. Are your sins forgiven? Yes. Then be healed. Now I said that in the revelation of what I was preaching. Prayed for some other folks and touched them. She said, as soon as I said that and walked away, heat just poured all over her. And she just stood there. Whoa. She was so sure something happened that on Monday, she went to her doctor and had him run full blood tests. There's no trace of HIV and never has been since that day. Woo! That's awesome.
Yeah, there is a cure.
There is a cure. What's easier to say, son? Your sins are forgiven, arise and walk. But just to show you the Son of Man has the power to forgive sin, walk. The forgiveness of sin is the same grace as healing. Watch. To be forgiven is to be healed. To be healed is to be forgiven. You say, where's that? James 5. Is any among you sick? Let them call on the elders of the church. Have them anoint you with oil. Pray the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up. And if they've committed sin, that'll be forgiven too. Healing is it's the same. Amen. You don't take the wine without the bread. Amen. You don't take the bread without the wine. You eat of the flesh and you drink of the blood of the Master and receive life. Oh, man. You get it? I want everybody that came with sickness in your body and you want prayer for healing, I want you to come on up. I'm not going to pray for you myself tonight. We're all going to pray for you. But I want you to come up here. If you came with sickness, what is this, man? No. Anybody that came for prayer for sickness in your body, I want you to come up here tonight. Please, don't be bashful. Don't be shy.